Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking about the Wildfire Assistance Fund.
PG&E has provided $100 million in funding for that fund. And the fire victims that are in most need of this relief are those that are the most difficult to reach and notify, as many of them are living in tents without fixed addresses or internet connectivity.
Hopefully they're listening to KCBS. Mike Carlson lost everything in the Tubbs fire, which PG&E still denies causing.
Suffice it to say, we're satisfied we have sufficient evidence to prove to a jury that PG&E is responsible for the Tubbs fire.
That's attorney Steve Campora. Utility PG&E would prefer not to have a jury trial this Wednesday, a court hearing. PG&E asking a bankruptcy judge to help him out on this. Attorney Bob Julian.
PG&E has asked the bankruptcy judge to estimate how a California jury would decide PG&E's liability for the Tubbs fire, why it was caused, and the damages.
The claims process is open until October 21st. If you are a victim, you must file by then. Jim Taylor, KCBS.